Raptors 79, LeBron James's, who are looking kind of like the Washington Generals defensively, 64. This is BMO Raptors basketball right here across the TSN radio network. Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson with you. That was an historic half for the Raptors, Dwayne. 79 points ties a franchise record for points in a half. It's the most points allowed in a half by one of LeBron James' teams in his 15-season NBA career. And on top of it all, the 12 three-point makes by the Raptors ties a franchise record for most three-pointers made in the first half.
I think you came in at halftime saying, wow, wow, and wow. And that's exactly what it is. And the only reprieve the Cavs can get is that the starters are going to start the second half of the Raptors. I mean, if they threw the second unit out there, this game would be effectively over.
Well, we'll see what happens. Let's go back there to Cleveland, because it's not Cleveland, because there's simply no D. Here is Paul Jones and the coach Jack Armstrong with your second half call. Gentlemen.
Garrett, don't be talking too much smack. There's 24 minutes left in the game here.
So, I'm hyped, Jack. I'm ready for this. I've been ready for this for weeks.
We've all been, but it's
halfway home, brother.
It's a long night, and this starting unit struggled with the Cavs to start the game. So here we go. Let's see how this starting unit for the Toronto Raptors perform. Both teams, Jonesy, starting the same five that started the game.
All right, and Cleveland has the ball moving front court from right to left. Love. Against Ibaka, gets it to Hill, jams it down, driving near baseline. George Hill with a show of athleticism there. Raptors shot 17 for 28 in the second quarter while holding Cleveland to 7 of 18. And as Gareth told you, Anunoby drives, a wild layup, out of control, misses. The 79 points, a season high, the previous high, 76 against Houston. Well, Calderon gets three more back, so it's a quick 5-0 run for Cleveland to start the half. Valanciunas fouled in the lane, and he'll get a couple of free throws.
I'm not sure what OG Anunoby was doing there. I mean, I know he's got Jose Calderon on him, but it's not like he's a guy that can't play at all. I mean, he went to the basket completely out of control, and it cost them a three-point field goal down the other end because the defense was completely messed up. Play within yourself.
Valanciunas at the free throw line. First one up and in. JV looking
He needed that.
Looking to get that stroke back, Jack, after what happened last night and at the start of this game. Dwayne Casey patrolling the sidelines for the Raptors. There's one Cleveland official told me he thinks Dwayne's the coach of the year, reinventing himself and this team.
Well, it's also growing as a coach, continuing to grow.
81-69, Raptors lead. Cleveland misses the field goal attempt. Back comes Toronto at the other end. Lowry on the dribble against Calderon. DeRozan to Lowry, swing it far corner. Ibaka, three ball, no good. Rebound LeBron James. James on the dribble into the lane against Anunoby. Lefty layup up and in. That's a tough move by LeBron James.
That was pretty good defense that time by Anunoby on him.
Lowry back. Three ball, no good. Rebound to George Hill. 81-71 Toronto. 10:25 to go. I know the lead was 15, but with this many possessions, Jack, that can disappear in a hurry. Lowry with three fouls guarding Kevin Love into the lane. Love misses the shot.
Great defense by Lowry. He loves those matchups with the big guys.
Tell you, man, if you're playing in the schoolyard, you're picking Kyle because he's in the middle of it all. And DeRozan up top.
Love didn't like him underneath him at all.
Kicks to Lowry, far side, swing to Ibaka, drives into the lane. Serge lays it up, no good.
Dunked
missed an
that.
Easy one.
Dunk that.
Back comes LeBron James on Anunoby. 9:50, third quarter. Toronto up 81-71. James on the drive into the corner. George Hill into the lane. Stops, spins, the hook shot over Valanciunas is good.
He's played well tonight. Hill on the evening, 6 of 7, 12 points. And he's made those little shots that just sit on the rim forever, but go in.
He's long and athletic and always gives the Raptors trouble. DeRozan near side, down low to Valanciunas on LeBron James. JV turns his back, backs him in. Kick out to Lowry. Shot clock at 2. They floated up to Valanciunas, and it looked like he was pushed out of bounds, but the Cavs get a stop, and the crowd comes alive on the 24-second shot clock violation.
Well, they're not going to call that at the back end of the clock. You're desperate.
They're not bailing you out.
They're not bailing you out. That was a poor possession offensively. And give LeBron credit. He really got after Valanciunas on the post defense on the right side.
81-73. Toronto led by 15. The lead is now 8. James in the lane to Love. Lay it up. No good. Missed it. And wanted the foul. And air punched at Mike Callahan, who ignored him. Front court, Lowry. Raptors coming left to right. DeRozan far side on George Hill into the lane. Swing to Ananobi. Down the baseline. Floats it up. No good. Rebound, Kevin Love. Here comes LeBron James on the run into the lane. Fouled by DeRozan.
And OG Ananobi and Serge Ibaka have had opportunities at the rim. Gotta finish.
Hill will inbound far side right wing as he straddles the hash mark. 8:38 to go, third quarter. Raptors up 81-73. Jeff Green between the rings. Gets it to James, left side near wing. Back to Green, lays it up, left hand, no good. Rebound, Lowry. Green out of the play, Raptors with numbers. DeRozan on Calderon. Drives, baseline, spins, banks it up, no good. And the foul called on Calderon. And he's upset, complaining as he walks away. And DeRozan going to get 2 free throws.
But he fouled him. 2 former teammates going at it. And DeMar DeRozan knew that he had Calderon on him in the right post and took advantage of him in there. Jose, I tell you what, very feisty tonight.
Yes,
he is. I love his energy defensively.
He's playing against his old team, Jack. You know how it is. It's always personal when you play against those guys. He used to wear their jersey. DeRozan, free throw good.
They had a nice shout with him before the game, and so did you, Jonesy. And
what a gentleman. What a great guy.
He's a good teammate.
He is.
You know, he's just everyone that's ever played with him or coached him just raves about him. So that says it all.
The epitome of the teammate. Remember the night that Garbrough broke his leg in Boston?
Yeah.
The first guy to him was Calderon. Held his head, covered his leg with a towel.
He's a servant.
Yes, he is. 83-73, 10-point lead for Toronto. Jeff Green up top, drives on Valanciunas into the lane, scoops it up, no good. Nice D by JV. Here comes Lowry up the middle of the floor. Changes speed into the lane, floats it up, no good. And the foul going to go on the Cavs again. Lowry driving it to the goal. And they've got the foul on George Hill. Kyle will get 2 free throws. The Raptors trying to push the lead to 12.
At the line for the Raptors with 2 shots.
79-64 was the largest lead of the game for Toronto. And they're trying to push it back up the hill. Free throw by Lowry, good. Kyle on the night. 13 points, 4 of 7 from the floor, all of them from distance. 7:56 to go. Third quarter, second free throw by Lowry, up and down. And Larry Drew wants a timeout. So we'll take a break. 85-73 Toronto. From Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland with 7:56 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto. Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong, Casey Koulas here at the Q in Cleveland. That has not been kind to the Raptors since the 15-16 season, playoffs included. Toronto 1-7. And looking to make a notch in the left-hand column tonight. Back at Raptor Central, Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson, Josh Lewenberg is here in Cleveland. And Keith Bauer and our man Steve Eliopoulos looking after everything back at Raptor Central. Jacko, the Raptors have got their lead, and now you're running the race from the front of the pack. Keep those guys in the rearview mirror.
Well, they've been running the race from the front of the pack this season as well in the last month as that first seed. So you get to a point where it's something that you want to establish. You want to establish your style of play, the personality of the game that you want. I think that's so important. And the Raptors here defensively, again, got to continue to stay involved and energized in terms of their coverages. Dwayne Casey will go with the exact same group that started the game and the second half for them. And Larry Drew, the coach of the Cavs, in place of Ty Lue, he will do the same. So no changes as of yet on the floor. for these two teams as the Raptors lead by 12, 85-73, 7:56 remaining third quarter from here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, Cleveland will bring the ball front court from right to left. They wear the wine-colored uniforms with the gold and the navy blue trim. Jeff Green to Calderon, and they got the foul on Ibaka against Love as Kevin Love came across the lane from far side to near side, right to left.
Remember Love complained earlier about him holding his shirt. And obviously you make that point and they keep an eye on it. And that was that they got him on the next one.
Green will inbound near side. Left wing in front of Dwayne Casey. Gets it to Calderon. Kyle Lowry has three fouls right in front of him. They get it down low to Love, guarded by Ibaka. Love dragging that pivot foot, gets it underneath to James. It goes through his hands. He wanted the foul on Anunoby, pushing the back, didn't get it. And LeBron reaches for his lower back. DeRozan far side, left wing. 7.5 to go. Toronto up 85-73, third quarter. DeRozan step back, jumper no good. Rebound, tips it, keeps it alive, goes to Valanciunas. To Lowry for a deep three in the bottom of the well. Kyle knocks it down. Raptors 13 of 21 from distance, Jack. Kyle is 5 of 8. When they make 10 or more threes this year, they have a very impressive record of 44 and 8.
Well, Lowry coming off a big shooting night last night as well, where he made 7 threes against Orlando. Another big one tonight.
88-75 Toronto. The Cavs come back with a bucket. DeRozan into the near corner. Anunoby drives, pass into the lane for Valanciunas, knocked away. Here comes LeBron on Lowry. Drives, lays it up, no good. Lowry retreating with the three fouls. Contested, didn't foul. Toronto brings it back. Ibaka into the lane, lays it up and in. 90-75, Toronto by 15.
Good counter punch that time by Toronto in transition after the missed LeBron shot.
Calderon near side, down low to Love, guarded by DeRozan, backs him in, into the lane, Valanciunas over to help, they kick it to Hill, corner three, good, George Hill knocks it out, Kevin Love drawing a lot of attention, Jack.
Cavs have shot 8 of 12 from 3 tonight.
Valanciunas, far side, left wing, backs in from the mid post. On Love, knocked out of bounds by Calderon coming over to double.
That's good help from Calderon. Again, that's the danger when an Anunoby plays. They don't guard him, so the guy with the ball is seeing a second defender. And he can't get lost in the middle of the lane where he's not an option to catch the ball and do something with it.
OG takes the inbound, gets it to DeRozan. Three ball up top, back rim, no good. Rebound to Calderon. Jack, did you like that possession?
Not at all.
I didn't either. I was looking for corroboration. Love misses, gets the rebound back, and banks it up and in. Cleveland hanging in, 90-80. Toronto, 5:39 to go, third quarter.
That was a contested three by DeRozan. No rhythm in the offense.
Raptors coming left to right in the white uniforms with a 10-point lead. 5.5 to go, third quarter. DeRozan to Ibaka, to Lowry, near side, three in the air, got it again. Kyle splashes it in the bottom of the well. 93-80. The little man from North Philly has got 20, all of them from distance, 6 of 9.
LeBron James was guarding him on a switch, too.
Anunoby reaches in on James, and he got him down low, even though James was elevating with the ball. LeBron protesting vociferously to Mike Callahan, who says, I'm not having any of it. Out of bounds, right here, left wing, near side.
We're going to have some substitutions for Toronto here momentarily.
And we just saw the replay. That's a good call.
It's a good play by Anunoby, too.
He knocked it out, and then LeBron flung his arms, flailed his arms skyward as if he was shooting.
We got Valanciunas, Anunoby, and who else went out? We got Van Vliet and Poeltl coming in. Okay.
So on the floor for Toronto in white, Poeltl, Ibaka, Lowry, DeRozan, and Van Vliet.
I have a camera blocking my view, that's why.
James drives, far corner, Love, three on the kick out, good.
Nice pass that time by LeBron James. He's so good driving the ball hard one way and throwing that diagonal pass, skip pass, and he knows where Love is. They have that sixth sense, the two of them.
DeRozan into the lane, kicks to Van Vliet. He launches a corner three, no good. Rebound, Jeff Green. 4:36 to go, third quarter. Toronto 93, Cleveland 83. Love again, no good. Rebound, DeRozan. Here come the Raptors, front court with that 10-point lead. DeRozan on the bounce, left side, far wing. Gets it to Lowry, between the arc and the hash mark. Now down low to DeRozan on George Hill. Reverse pivot, square. They kick it near side. Ibaka, three in the air, no good. Pirtle bats it out, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Cleveland ball.
That was the right play, though, because Love left Ibaka to double DeRozan. DeRozan skipped it to Ibaka. Ibaka got a clean look, just couldn't make it. Ibaka now 2 of 6 on the night, open 2 for 3s. But both of those shots by Van Vliet and Ibaka were good looks to answer the defensive load up on DeRozan. DeRozan willingly giving the ball up.
He is, Jack, and he has been all year, averaging a career high assist. Clarkson to James, left side near wing in front of the Raptors bench against Ibaka. LeBron jabs, drives left, gets into the lane, puts it up, no good. Serge played him tough, blocked the shot, but they called a foul on the body. And James will go to the line for two.
You know, even though that's a foul, that was good defense by Ibaka. He stood his ground. He played as hard as he possibly could. LeBron's got better, you know, pop and mobility in his game than he does.
But make him work for it, Jeff.
And he did. He made him work for it. That was good, as good a defense as you can play.
James goes to the line. He's got 17 points. First free throw in the air. Good. 93-84. It's a 9-point Toronto lead. Ante Zizic into the ball game.
He'll take the place of Kevin Love. And obviously Love played 22 minutes tonight. He's just working his way back. And as you mentioned, Jonesy, he looks good. 17 points, 9 boards. He's 3 for 5 from 3. But obviously they got to just build up his minutes. LeBron makes both free throws. 3:50 remaining third quarter. Toronto leads by 8, 93-85.
Here comes DeRozan up the left side. Now he gets the ball in the middle of the court. Works right side near wing. Up top, Ibaka, catch and shoot, three short. Rebound, Jeff Green, another good look for Serge. Here comes Green on the run. Drives on DeRozan, puts it up, no good. Jack, you can't let a guy come at you full speed straight ahead. You got to get him going east-west a little bit, or else he's going to chew you up.
Well, the Cavs are definitely taking their chances, leaving Serge Ibaka wide open. And Ibaka's coming out now. He looks a little tired. Didn't log major minutes last night in Orlando, but obviously one of your older players on a back-to-back. Got to keep an eye on fatigue here.
So Pirtle, Van Vliet, DeRozan, Lowry, and waiting to come in,
Siakam.
The 27th pick in the draft last year, 2016, Pascal out of Siakam. New Mexico State, Pascal Siakam. P. Skills, as he is known, is showing his worth tonight, Jack. Running the floor, playing defense, his playmaking ability improving immensely. Green. Free throw, no good. Rebound knocked out to Lowry, standing at the free throw line.
Raptors need a little run here. Cleveland's gotten themselves right back in this game. Got to pick it up here.
93-86, Toronto by 7. Lowry against George Hill. Gets a screen. Finds Pirtle on the roll. Lays it up. And they call the foul on Pirtle, charging LeBron James. LeBron was falling before the play was even made. And they're going to get the foul on Pirtle. We get a look at the replay. Pirtle was head and shoulders. I mean, Jack, I can't see this because we've seen the charge called all kinds of ways. But back in the old days, that's a block. Head and shoulders are clearly past the torso of a planted defender. And there's contact.
But a lot of times the referees just look if they're in the restricted area or not. And if they're out of it, they get the benefit of the doubt.
93-86, 3:10 to go. Third quarter, James backing in on Siakam, near side, left wing, spins, lays it up and in.
Oh, beautiful head and shoulder, and he's smiling, he's laughing, he's taunting them right now on that last play.
If you're the Raptors, you just got to keep playing. Van Vliet up top, 2:50 to go, third quarter. Fred in the lane to Pirtle. What a pass. What a catch. Jakob cutting on the baseline. Lays it in. Far side left wing. 95-88 Toronto. James, top of the lane. Cavs coming right to left in the wine and gold uniforms. Clarkson in the lane. Offensive foul. They got him on the hook as he spun on Lowry. And timeout on the floor. Dwayne Casey wants to talk.
Well, big stop that time for the Raptors. Nice play by Kyle Lowry. And with 2:31 remaining in the third quarter, the Raptors with a seven-point lead. Can they close the quarter with a little bit of a run? They need to pick it up here again. But we'll be back in a moment with the Raptors with a seven-point lead.
Let's take a break, as Jack said. 95-88 Toronto from Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. You listen to Raptors basketball on your flagship station, TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at Quicken Loans Arena, Raptors leading the Cavs 95-88 thanks to a 79-point first half.
But they've quieted down here, only 16 points in the first 9.5 minutes of the third quarter. So Cleveland's defense has picked up. They've done a good job of doubling off people and making secondary Raptor players beat them. And they've done a better job just being active. And Raptors now have got to just continue to really execute down the stretch here.
All right, listen to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050. Every day at 5 p.m., TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better. And the Raptors trying to drive home their point right now, leading LeBron and the Cavaliers 95-88. Toronto 43-2 this year when they lead after three quarters. Jack, as you said, important to close the quarter well. Here they come with the ball in the white uniforms, moving left to right. DeRozan, Siakam, Wright, Van Vliet, and Poeltl. Siakam to DeRozan, down the baseline, knocked away by George Hill. Ball on the ground, Jordan Clarkson has it.
That's why they got George Hill. That was a great defensive play. And he always gives fits to guys like DeRozan.
James in the lane, Zizic puts it up, no good, but he's fouled. And Ante Zizic will go to the line for two.
As was the first quarter, the third quarter has not been too kind to Toronto right here. Just their offensive execution here in the third. And just some breakdowns defensively, and suddenly the Cavs right back in it.
You just got to keep playing, Jack, if you're ahead or behind.
Well, you know, if you're Toronto, you want to be able to play with a lead in a game like this, because you haven't been able to have success here for so long. And the closer it gets, the more pressure it builds per trip. And this great crowd here in Cleveland gets more into it. Now it's at five. And again, that six man, this cute arena crowd becomes more of a factor. And the officials become more of a factor.
DeRozan doubled. They swing it. DeLon Wright, far side. Three ball, no good. They got it out of DeRozan's hands. Back comes George Hill. On the drive. Floats it up. Got it. Far side. Right wing. 95-92. The lead is one possession at 3 minutes 40 to go. Third quarter. Van Vliet into the lane to Poeltl. Kick out to Siakam. Drives baseline. Great pass to Poeltl, who jams it down. What playmaking by Siakam. 97-92 Toronto.
Poeltl with 11 points, 7 boards. Siakam 7 points, 2 assists, 2 boards.
Clarkson up top. On the drive, right side. 3 in the air, no good. Rebound DeLon Wright. He was off balance, wanted the call, didn't get it. Here comes Wright. Minute 8 to go, third quarter. DeRozan, far side. On the bounce against George Hill. Spins into the lane, puts it up, no good. Hill with the foul.
Good job that time.
Yes, he definitive
went,
move, Jack.
Exactly, and he went with force. Jonesy, and he was looking to draw the foul on a spin. And George Hill, give him credit, he's a good on-the-ball defender. He raises his hand, he knows he committed the foul. But that was a good one-on-one sequence between a good offensive player and a good defensive player.
1 minute to go. Exactly. Third quarter, 97-92 Toronto. DeRozan, free throw good. DeMar on the night with 13 points. 5 of 11 and 3 of 3 from the line. Has not knocked down a 3, but Lowry is 6 of 9 from distance tonight. Toronto 14 of 27 from behind the arc. Second free throw good for DeRozan. The season high in 3-point makes for Toronto is 19.
And the last time they played Cleveland, they made 18 threes. Shot 43% from behind the arc.
99-92 Toronto. James up top to Calderon. Three in the air, good. Calderon knocks it down. 99-95, we've seen that before from Jose.
Well, Fred VanVleet was just slow to get to him. I don't know what he was doing.
DeRozan on J.R. Smith. Gets a screen. They double him. Get it out of his hands to DeLon Wright. On the bounce, right into the lane. Cross court to VanVleet. Step back, three in the air, no good. Rebound knocked away. Here comes J.R. Smith. To James, back to Smith, three ball, got it. Cleveland has cut the lead to one, 99-98. Last shot time for Toronto. DeRozan, top of the lane, on the bounce. Against J.R. Smith, step back jumper, no good. Rebound tipped up by Pirtle, no good. It's a one-point Toronto lead with one lap of the track to go, 99-98 Raptors.
Not a good shot choice by DeRozan on that last play. A fadeaway, backaway two-pointer that the Raptors have tried to get out of their offensive system. And here we have a great effort by the Cleveland Cavs here to get it to one, 99-98. Raptors lead by one with three quarters down, one to go, Jonesy.
Last lap of the track, Jacko. Come on back, folks. We're in for a good finish. 99-98 Toronto. Fourth quarter when we come back. You're listening to Raptors basketball from Quicken Loans Arena on the shores of Lake Erie in Cleveland, Ontario on TSN 1050 Toronto. Well, back in Cleveland, and the Cavs have cut the lead to one. Raptors led 90-75, and Cleveland has gone on a 23-9 run to cut the lead to one at 99-98. Raptor ball to start.
Raptors only with 20 points in that third quarter after Gareth Wheeler called out the Cleveland Cavalier defense at halftime. I told Gareth not to do that.
It's a long way home, baby. VanVleet, Siakam, Wright, Pirtle, and Powell for Toronto. Wright drives into the lane. Kicks it to VanVleet into the corner. Siakam, three, no good. Rebound, J.R. Smith. Cleveland looking for the lead. Calderon brings it front court, right to left, that familiar shoulder-high right-hand dribble. Calderon into the near corner. J.R. Smith turns, fires for three, no good. A tough off-balance shot. Back comes VanVleet.
Well, those are the ones he makes, though.
Yep. Fred into the lane to Siakam. Drives, kicks it to Pirtle. Lay it up and in with the left hand. What a pass, what a catch. What a finish by Jakob Pirtle.
These two have combined for 18 points, and they just have a sixth sense. Right? When they play with each other.
Ebony and Ivory. Jordan Clarkson, foul line. Goes airborne, passes midair to Jeff Green. Elbow jumper, far side, good. The 1 foot fall away from Green is good. 101-100 Toronto. 10:40 to go in the game. VanVleet on the drive. Straight away. Now backs out, gets it to Siakam. Shot clock at 10. Pascal crosses over, spins back, loses his balance, misses the shot. Here comes J.R. Smith. They've got numbers. Clarkson drives, fall away, jumper no good, rebound DeLon Wright. Toronto still maintaining a 101-100 lead, 10:18 to go. Wright drives, kicks it out to Siakam. Now to Powell, lefty layup up and in. Norm Powell with a scooping lefty layup, gets it down, and Toronto leads it 103-100. Green, top of the lane, holds it with one hand. Van Vliet reaches in, knocks it away, loose ball. Powell has it on the run, loses the ball, and it goes out of bounds to Cleveland. Wow. Dwayne Casey is beside himself, saying, my guy got pushed. No foul called. Here comes Cleveland. Green up top to Clarkson. Now to Calderon straight away. Works right side, far wing, into the elbow. Fall away jumper blocked from behind by DeLon Wright.
Night hustle play by DeLon Wright. Short clock now. Five on the shot clock for Cleveland. They'll inbound left side of the basket near the Raptor bench.
J.R. Smith to do the honors. Gets it to Calderon. Against Van Vliet, Fred knocks it away, pestering Jose. They have to turn around and heave it, and it doesn't hit the rim, so the Raptors get the stop. Jack.
Here comes that man.
That's why deflections are so important. They knock it away from Calderon, and they ended up with the violation.
Larry Drew. He might have been born at night, but he's not born last night. He's getting LeBron James to the scorer's table right now. One possession game. He's had enough. That guy won't come out the rest of the game now.
Siakam hands it to DeLon Wright, near side, right wing, on Jeff Green. Up fake, jumper in the air. Nice move by DeLon. Use the DeMar DeRozan push off the left foot jump stop with 2 feet going to the right. And the ball fake incorporated got Jeff Green to bite. And DeLon Wright will get a couple of free throws. Yeah,
wise move, crafty move by DeLon Wright.
Hey, it's like when Magic Johnson hit the hook shot. He said, hey, man, I played with Kareem. I'm not sleeping at practice. And DeLon Wright obviously watching DeMar DeRozan on that one.
DeLon Wright, 8 points tonight, 18 minutes. LeBron James checking back in. Jose Calderon checking out. Calderon's played a terrific game. 14 points, 4 assists on 5 of 7 shooting. Perfect 4 for 4. From the three-point line, and he and Hill have been excellent tonight in the backcourt for Cleveland. Makes both free throws, DeLon Wright. 9 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. Raptors lead by 5, 105-100.
Bend but not break. That's the motto right now. Cleveland front court. J.R. Smith, near side, step back, three ball, good. 105-103. J.R. Smith knocks it down. Cleveland back to within two. What a ball game here at the Q. Raptors and the Cavs. Van Vliet on the dribble. Works near side, right wing to Poeltl. Stops at the free throw line. Dribbles it out. Now to Norman Powell. Shot clock at 8. Powell drives in the lane. Loses the ball. It goes off Cleveland, out of bounds to Toronto. A reprieve for the Raptors.
4.2 on the shot clock. Raptors will inbound right side in front of the Cleveland bench.
8:20 to go in the ball game. Powell slides to the hoop and lays it in.
Smart play.
That was great play.
Great pass by DeLon Wright. Beautiful cut by Norman Powell.
He stopped as if to set a screen, and when the defense fell asleep, he went to the bucket. LeBron James back with a three ball to cut it to 107-105. Van Vliet straight away. Raptors up by 2. 7:50 to go in the game. Fred into the lane. Kicks to Powell. On the bounce against Jeff Green. Powell into the lane. His pass deflected as he was looking for Siakam.
6 seconds on the shot clock now. Raptors will inbound on the baseline left side. And Zizic checking out. Kevin Love checking back in. So, again, Larry Drew really matching up his starters against his second unit of Toronto.
On the inbound, Raptors get it to Van Vliet. Drives in the lane, floats it up and in. What a move by Fred. 7:38 to go. Raptors up 109-105. J.R. Smith heating up again. It's a long two in the corner. 109-107 Toronto.
Norman Powell's got to be out there to guard him. What is he doing?
Van Vliet trying to get it to Poeltl, who was held by Clarkson. And the foul will go on Clarkson. Raptors will inbound left side, far wing.
Norman Powell checking out. Kyle Lowry checking in. George Hill checking in. And Clarkson checking out for Cleveland.
Pirtle to Lowry to Van Vliet, far side on the dribble. Drives, gets into the lane, kicks it out to Lowry. Extra pass, DeLon right, corner three, got it, rattled, and went down.
Three-guard offense, the little guys, and Kyle Lowry showing faith and trust, just like we mentioned with DeMar DeRozan earlier, in the younger players, and he gets them a wide-open, clean right corner three-pointer. Raptors lead by five, 112-107, under 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter.
LeBron on the dribble, near side, left wing. Into the lane against Siakam. Kick out to Jeff Green for three. Good. Man alive. It's like a shooting gallery. 112-110. Raptor lead is two with 6:40 to go. Van Vliet, top of the lane. On the bounce. Kicks it to DeLon Wright. Near side. Right wing. Puts it on the ground. Gets a screen from Pirtle. Works down to the baseline. Behind the back dribble. Shot clock at five. Van Vliet, catch and shoot. No good. Rebound. Cleveland. Here comes LeBron James on the dribble. Works against Siakam.
Don't give up the lead here now.
Now the switch. Pirtle guarding James. James drives left. Pirtle cuts him off. Back to the right. Into the lane. LeBron jams it down. He got a seam and tied it up. 112 apiece on the dunk by LeBron. Timeout, Dwayne Casey. Jack, you're right. The lead, too important to give up right now.
And LeBron James just gesturing at the Raptor bench like, hey, man, you guys ain't you know what. And he just shows it with an amazing blow-by of Jakob Poeltl. And LeBron James on the night, 26 points, 14 assists, 5 rebounds. And the Cavs right back in it. Raptors had a 15-point lead at half, and in 18 minutes, it's all gone.
Top of the stretch, folks. 6:01 to go. We are tied at 112. Raptors and Cavs. You're listening to Raptors basketball from Cleveland, Ohio, Quicken Loans Arena on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Cleveland, 112 apiece, 6:01 to go. Jack, you got some circles on your score sheet.
Well, you know, the only guy with a plus-minus of a plus in the Raptors starting unit is Jonas Valanciunas, and he's played less than 19 minutes. And obviously the Raptors so concerned with the coverages in their defense with the three ball, he hasn't played a whole lot. But they're going to try to go with what they believe in, and that is DeRozan, Lowry, Pirtle, Siakam, and Van Vliet. Try to be a little more mobile defensively against Hill, James, Love, Smith, and Green. And J.R. Smith, once again, as I mentioned, he has the knack of making big shots, and he's made a few daggers here in the fourth quarter, late third, early fourth, and he's got 10 points, only double-digit score off the bench. Cavs with six players in double figures.
Pirtle to Lowry, drives on the elbow, tough contested shot goes in. Lowry gets the elbow jumper to go.
Against George Hill, that was a difficult shot. That was good defense. The Cavs, Cavs defense here in the second half has been much better.
114-112 Toronto, 5:35 to go. LeBron James guarded by Siakam, just off center, near side, left wing to George Hill, three for the lead, got it. Cleveland puts its nose in front, 115-114, 5:20 to go in the game. DeRozan to Van Vliet, underneath the Pirtle, lay it up and in. Great look by Van Vliet to find Pirtle wide open under the tin.
And the pass that DeRozan made to Van Vliet was just as good because the timing of the play was set up that way.
Siakam guarding James, who has it top of the key. Cleveland moving right to left. Love on the cut, lays it up and in. Baseline cut, what a pass by James. 117-116. Cleveland in the lead. DeRozan far side on the bounce. Double team. Gets it to Poeltl. Drives into the lane. Kicks it out. The pass tipped. It goes to Van Vliet. Shot clock at 5. Van Vliet. Great crossover to Poeltl. Jams it down. Oh, Fred put J.R. Smith on roller skates and found Poeltl for the jam. 118-117 Toronto. Siakam bodying up on LeBron James, trying to deny him the ball. George Hill on the bounce, into the lane, stripped by Van Vliet, ball on the ground, Toronto has it. DeRozan up the far side, left wing. Great toughness by some of these bench guys. Van Vliet on the bounce to DeRozan. 3:55 to go, Toronto up 118-117. Van Vliet, corner three, no good, had a great look. Rebound to Kevin Love. Here comes LeBron James up the left side, near wing. Right hand to the middle, gets a seam into the lane and jams it down. The coverage broke down, and LeBron gives Cleveland a 119-118 lead. Dwayne Casey wants a timeout with 3:32 to go in the ballgame.
Well, that time Siakam lost control of LeBron James on the perimeter, and LeBron turning the corner. And he is all over the officials about how Siakam's playing him. But,
but
physical contact, it goes two ways.
Yes.
If you want to be rough, he's allowed to be rough. It's two ways. It can't be a one-way street.
Absolutely.
But obviously in this league, a lot of times the star system, players feel entitled. 119-118 Cleveland, 3:32 remaining, fourth quarter.
Down the stretch we come. You're listening to Raptors Basketball. TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in Cleveland, Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong, along with Casey Koulos. You'll hear from Wheeler Watson. Josh Lewenberg is here in Cleveland. Keith Bauer and Steve Eliopoulos looking after the whole shooting match. Tune in this Saturday, March 24th, as your Toronto Maple Leafs take on the Detroit Red Wings. Pre-game at 5 p.m. with Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert. Puck drop just after 7 with Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. Maple Leafs on TSN 1050. The official voice of the Leafs.
79 points for Toronto in the first half, only 39 in the second half. So there is a D in Cleveland, and they are playing it right now. And the Raptors, in the second quarter, they were plus 19, 41-22. In the first, third, and now the fourth quarter, the Raptors have been outscored by 10, 97-87. So Cleveland, to their credit, has made the adjustments in this game, and they have stayed close. And obviously, they've got the most elite player on the floor in LeBron James. And he has been sensational tonight with 28 points, 16 assists, 5 boards. And now there's another timeout on the floor, Jonesy. I'm not sure who called it.
Cleveland called it. Raptors called the first one. Dwayne Casey wanted to talk about that possession to get the lead back. And Larry Drew just called another one.
Let me tell you something. He's played his starters 36, 34, 28, 32, 27 minutes. He hasn't used his bench as much. Obviously, they're really down in numbers with injuries. I'm not sure exactly why he called it, but it wouldn't surprise me if he said, you know what?
Let's get him a little more rest.
Let him a little more rest, and I still got 3 timeouts left. So, and obviously, Toronto has spread the minutes around a little bit more, but he wants his best players on the floor right now. So, I think if you go from a rest perspective, I think this timeout helps Cleveland more than it does Toronto. And I really thought the last time these two teams played, now obviously it's a different roster, but I thought the Cavs cracked from a conditioning standpoint in that game. They were unable to make multiple effort plays. Tonight they are much improved in that category.
3:32 to go. Cleveland 119, Toronto 118. Toronto ball near side, right wing. Raptors moving from left to right across your dial. Van Vliet, Lowry, Poeltl, Siakam, and DeRozan for Toronto. Defended by J.R. Smith, George Hill, Kevin Love, Jeff Green, and LeBron James. Lowry to Poeltl in the lane. Throws it away. Poeltl lost his balance.
Well, when you see LeBron near you, you know if you take it up, you're going to get hammered. There's going to be no call. So he was looking to make that next pass. And keep an eye on Siakam and LeBron, Jonesy. They're mixing it up.
Pascal doing a great job denying LeBron. George Hill drives in the lane, lays it up and in.
I tell you what, the Cavs, every time they score, they're pointing right at the Raptor bench. This is personal now.
Lowry up top to DeRozan. 121-118 Cleveland. DeRozan drives, gets to the hoop, blocked by Jeff Green from behind. What a play by Green. Here comes LeBron James on the run, into the lane, floats it up, no good. They got the foul on Siakam.
First team foul.
And Lowry is saying, wait a minute, that should be on. Oh, I can't believe they're going to give LeBron that. He was bounced.
Well,
and they're going to give him two shots.
Well, you complain enough. That's definitely on the, oh my goodness, that's definitely on the floor. Fred VanVleet fouled him.
His momentum had stopped.
Hey, you know what? I'm not, the Raptors have put themselves in this position.
Yep.
So shame on them. So if a few calls go against them, they dug themselves the hole they put themselves in.
122, make it 123, 118 Cleveland. 5-point lead, 2:51 to go.
Right where you want him, Jonesy.
See if the Raptors can make some plays. DeRozan turns the corner, fouled by Jeff Green, and LeBron James was there too. They both complained. DeRozan down on the ground, face down, pounding his right palm into the floor. As DeRozan now slowly rolling over onto his back, we have yet to see a replay. As DeRozan turned the corner and he was bumped by Green and then by James.
The replay doesn't show Jeff Green from behind him.
Well, that replay on the big board, our replay on the TV side shows that clearly.
Yeah. Oh, he hit him on the arm.
Hit him on the arm, too.
Yep, good call.
This is what destroys credibility with players. You complain and there's an obvious foul. DeRozan, free throw good.
Now, wow. Now Dwayne Casey's going with Serge Ibaka and Jonas Valanciunas in place of Jakob Poeltl and Pascal Siakam. Let's see if they maybe mix and match, but you would think they'd go with those guys on offensive end, not on the defensive end, but they're concerned with physicality right now.
DeRozan, two free throws good. 123-120 Cleveland, 2:42 to go in the game. Here comes George Hill right to left. Cavs with the ball in the lead. Ibaka guarding LeBron James straight away. Top of the lane, above the arc. James goes airborne, throws it up, no good. And they're going to get the foul on Ibaka. And they're going to give LeBron three shots. This call has become a point of contention, Jack, because the referees are subjectively giving guys the call. LeBron swept that to his left, and then once he heard the whistle, went airborne with the shot. We've seen that all year called side out of bounds. LeBron misses the first free throw.
But great players are the best actors, and they have the greatest skill to pull the move off in live action that makes it look real. And honestly, in live action, it did look as if it was a shot attempt.
Second free throw good. James missed the first one.
Hey, you put yourself in a position for this guy to take over now. That's been the issue. And he's been marvelous.
He's never afraid of the spotlight, is he? Makes two of three.
Now the fans are yelling MVP. They should be yelling all-time great.
125-120, Cleveland. DeRozan drives on Jeff Green, up fake, leans in, kick out to Ibaka to VanVleet. Shot clock at 10. Fred, far side, left wing, drives baseline on Love, cut off. Back to the middle to Ibaka. Three in the air, no good. Rebound, James. 2 minutes to go in the game, 125-120 Cleveland. The crowd on its feet at the queue. James straight away. Left hand dribble, right hand directing traffic. Kicks it to J.R. Smith. Drive, step back, jumper, no good. Rebound, DeRozan. Raptors hustle it up the right side near wing. DeRozan on George Hill. Gets a screen. Kicks it to Lowry. On the bounce against Jeff Green. Lowry drive, crossover into the lane. Floats it up, no good, but he's fouled by Green. Kyle going to get two free throws. Man, wouldn't that have been nice to go down and get the and one opportunity. Fifth foul on Jeff Green. 125-120, Toronto trailing. With 120 to go, Lowry will go to the line for two. Free throw cleanly down for Kyle Lowry. He's had a marvelous game with 23 points. 7 of 10 from the floor. 4 rebounds, 6 assists. 125 to go. 125-121. Cleveland leads by 4. Lowry on the free throw line for another shot. Takes the dribble, spins the ball into his right hand. The free throw good. So it's a one possession, 3-point lead for Cleveland. George Hill runs it front court. On the bounce, left side near wing. Gets it to James straight away. Siakam guarding him. James straight away. Waiting. Shot clock now at 8. On Siakam. Jabs. Holding. Step back. Jumper. No good. Rebound Ibaka. Good job by Siakam to stare him down. Here comes DeRozan, far side left wing. Under a minute to go. DeRozan drives to Siakam, who jams it down. 125-124. Toronto down one. 50 seconds to go.
No three balls here, right? Make it a keep it a one possession game here. A stop or a two.
James straight away on the bounce, guarded by Siakam. Game clock at 40 seconds, shot clock at 10. And now they've got a foul on Van Vliet on the screener.
They had a foul to give, but there was only 9 on the shot clock, so now they lose 5 seconds on that. That obviously helps Cleveland.
James straight away takes the inbound against Siakam. Turns the corner, gets into the lane, kick to Love, corner 3, good.
What did I say?
Timeout, Dwayne Casey.
What did I just say?
No three ball, but Jack, they helped off the strong side. The high screen and roll. Siakam couldn't get over it. James got into the lane. They had to honor the potential dunk, and Kevin Love hits the corner 3.
Tell you what, it's interesting. You watch this Cleveland team, and Jonesy, you play golf a lot. When you play guys like this, it's like when you play against a scratch golfer.
He's not going to beat himself.
They're not beating themselves. And they make plays. They tonight have made every precise big play needed. LeBron James, just a fabulous play. And just carving up the Raptor defense at the point of attack off the high ball screen. And I'm going to make this point, and I'm just being real. It's hard enough to beat this guy one time. You can see what's happened tonight. Good luck trying to beat him 4 times.
Yeah.
And for Toronto, they got 27 seconds left somehow, some way to make up a 4-point deficit. And let's see what Dwayne Casey does here. He goes back with Valanciunas, Ibaka, Lowry, DeRozan, and J.R. Smith will stay on the court with LeBron James, George Hill, Kevin Love, and Jeff Green for Cleveland. 2 timeouts left for Toronto. Excuse me, for Cleveland. 1 timeout left for Toronto. Both teams are in the bonus on the next foul.
Lowry in the backcourt. Van Vliet will inbound in the front court, right side near wing, in front of the Cavs bench. As Jack told you, Van Vliet, Ibaka, Valanciunas, DeRozan, and Lowry defended by Smith, James, Love, Green, and Hill. Van Vliet will trigger it near side right wing. JV takes the inbound. LeBron James fouls DeMar DeRozan near side. DeMar was coming up top from the near side right wing to wheel to the middle for a dribble handoff. He looked like he lost his balance, but they're going to call LeBron James with the foul.
LeBron, he lost his balance because LeBron banged into him and knocked him down. But in reality, obviously now the Raptors are going to have to get a five count or foul. But even if, you know, the numbers for Cleveland, you'd rather give up a foul and 2 points than give up a three.
Yes.
Where they can foul, get two, and they still have one possession. So in a backhanded way, that foul might help Cleveland.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
There's worse things. As I said before, you don't want to give up the home run ball if you're Toronto, and of course they did. If you're Cleveland, you don't want to give it up, and they didn't.
Well, Jack, looking back now, you help off the strong side. Do you give up the dunk to LeBron?
Yes. You have to. You got to play the mathematical end of it.
DeRozan makes two.
That was my whole point before the possession.
128-126, Cleveland in the lead, 22.8 to go.
Because even if you give a foul now and they make two free throws, you're down two possessions again. If the situation's different, you're down one possession.
Right.
So, but obviously right now, Cleveland will advance the ball. They have one timeout left, as does Toronto. Both teams in the bonus. Cleveland will advance it. And right now in the game, I'm sure Coach Drew will have all his top free throw shooters in the game. Wouldn't be surprised maybe to see Jose Calderon go back in the game for them. If I were them, he's an outstanding free throw shooter and a point guard who can handle under pressure. But what a great comeback for Cleveland. I mean, they've made up a 15-point halftime deficit to be up two here now at 22.8. And for the Raptors, they need a big defensive play right here. A five count, a deflection, a steal, something. If not, a quick foul so you can extend this game for as long as possible.
.128-126 Cleveland, 22.8 seconds to go. James will inbound near side left wing just in front of the Raptor bench. Looking at the front court, they get it to Kevin Love. Now back to James. Raptors got a scramble. They double-team James. Now to Love, who's fouled by Siakam. On the ground, but the Raptors are over the limit, so Cleveland takes about 7 seconds off the clock.
Love 2-for-2 tonight, an 88% free throw shooter.
At the line for your Cavaliers with two shots, Kevin Love.
Raptors need some help.
You got Love. It. He missed it.
Love misses.
All right, now if I'm Coach Drew, I got to make a decision here. If it gets down below 6 or 7 seconds, do I give a foul to prevent the game tying three? Or do I play it out? Valanciunas now comes in. Defensive rebounding on this play right here.
Second free throw good by Love, so it's a 129-126. Cleveland lead with 15.8 to go. Timeout, Dwayne Casey.
And Dwayne Casey uses this final timeout, though, Jonesy. It's a bit of a gamble there. You had plenty of time to talk to your team during the free throw situation. And I'm just going to say something. You miss C.J. Miles right now.
Yeah.
Because even if he isn't a guy that's going to shoot the ball on this play.
He's a great decoy.
He's a decoy that you have to guard, and now it spaces the floor out even more. You don't have him right now because he's sick tonight, and that puts your offense in a tough predicament.
So let's
And the question for Toronto right now is, you go for a quick two and play the foul game again, and you still have another possession? You play two for one here, or do you go for the three? I think you have enough time to go two for one here. Now, obviously, if you get a wide open three, you take it. If you don't, you got to get the quick two and then give the foul. And again, you have no timeouts left. Cleveland has one. Both teams, again, in the bonus.
129-126. Raptors down three with the ball. They will inbound far wing, left side. Van Vliet to do the honors, gets it to Lowry. 15 seconds to go. We find DeRozan, near side, jumper in the air, good. It's a quick two for DeMar. And now you got to get after people, and they foul James.
They did the two for one there. They took the quick two. They're playing percentages here. LeBron James on the evening, he's 9 of 10 from the line, and on the season, he's a 72% free throw
shooter.
Okay,
Jack, I, you know, take the two, it's open. They don't have a timeout now, so.
But a lot of times you get the better three in live action than you do on a set play.
And they may have called a play,
correct,
a second play in that timeout.
You go over it. And you know, you've been in enough games now, you should know exactly what to do.
James, free throw good.
And now if I'm Larry Drew, on the other hand, do I give the foul here?
He's talking with his
coaches down there. Mike Longobardi and Jim Boylan, his assistant coaches.
And we're looking at Larry Drew.
And they're talking about, Mike Longobardi's
saying
give
foul.
The foul.
They're going to give the foul.
He's saying to give the foul.
James makes two. 131-128, 7 seconds to go.
Well, Toronto's got to be strong with the ball here right now because there's going to be a lot of contact on the ball handler.
Lowry gets it into DeRozan.
There
they foul him right away.
Really well done by the Cavs.
Well, now, here's the thing. If Toronto could make two, they could take a foul right away. You've lost a little time on the clock, but if he makes two, Jack, you're still alive. It's 131-128 Cleveland, 7.3 seconds to go.
Well, good coaching by the Cavs that time, given that foul. I'm not sure what LeBron James is yelling at his bench about, because I thought they made the exact correct call.
DeRozan, free throw good. 131-129.
Right, you got Valanciunas checking out Siakam back in, obviously, because you want your most mobile defensive group in the game. And obviously you want Valanciunas on offense. He's a better free throw shooter and a bigger target.
Second free throw, no good. James with the rebound, that might do it. LeBron wrapped up. And Cleveland looks like they're going to step out with the victory. 131-129, LeBron James will go to the line.
Back at the line for your Cavaliers with two shots. LeBron James.
James on the free throw line. No good. Still a two-point game.
No timeouts for Toronto remaining. If I'm Cleveland, if he makes this free throw, I give the foul again.
James steps in. Second free throw. In the air from LeBron is good. 3.9 seconds down. Toronto down by three. DeRozan to inbound. Gets it to Ibaka. Back to DeRozan. A running start. Gets to center. Throws it up. And oh boy! He wanted the foul call on LeBron James.
He's not getting that.
Not getting it.
Well, the game ends, and the Cleveland Cavaliers trailing by 15 at halftime, and they come back and outscore the Raptors by 18 points in the second half, and they win the game 132-129. And I just want to say something before we go to postgame. This was not an offensive meltdown by the Raptors by any means. This was a breakdown defensively. That's the difference in this game. It wasn't like a, you know, like a, they tensed up and didn't play well. I mean, yeah, they struggled offensively in the second half compared to the first half, but they still put 129 up there. It was the defense.
Joining us on the line downstairs, former Raptor and now Cavalier, Jose Calderon. Jose, what a terrific ball game tonight. What did you guys do in that third quarter to turn things around after being down 15, my man?
Well, defense. Our defense, it's not like it wasn't really, really bad, but they were moving the ball, they keep attacking, and they were scoring too many points. We knew that wasn't like real either, but we needed to, you know, play with a little bit more of pride and just compete, at least compete. We forgot about the score, we just compete, and that's why it was better.
You know, Jose, I look at the backcourt play of you and George Hill tonight. It was outstanding. Talk a little bit about what you guys, in a tough matchup, because Toronto's got really good guards as well, what you guys are trying to get accomplished tonight.
Well, you got to make those two guys work too. And that's what we were trying to do, try to get Kyle in foul trouble and DeMar and just keep attacking. I think we attacked the whole night, and after LeBron was finding us as well. So I think that was the key. You know, they are too good to just let them play offense. So we were trying to get them move, and we did a good job, I think.
Jose, we'll see you back here in about
two weeks.
Yep.
What kind of a series what will it be if these two teams match up in the playoffs?
Well, as you can see, you know, and like I said, even if we match up, when we match up, it's going to be different teams out there too. Like, we got so many guys out, so we're still trying to figure it out. It's a big win for us, but we're still working, trying to get better.
Thanks, Jose.
Jose, thanks for joining us, man. Good to see you. So Cleveland wins it. Wheeler and Watson will talk to you in the post game.
Hey, by the way, Wheeler, it's my boy. You're my boy, but please don't talk smack anymore.
48 minutes. It's a full game.
Because that guy, number 23 in Cleveland, he's pretty good, and he wills his team on a lot of nights. And tonight, he willed his team this evening. And, you know, again, the Raptors, you know, they had a really bad offensive third quarter. I thought fourth quarter they played well enough offensively. The problem was defensively they gave up 68 points in the second half and 42 in the first quarter. And, you know, you allow a team to shoot 60% from the field on the road. I don't care. And they played a good enough offensive game tonight, Jonesy, to win.
Yeah, they did.
But, your defense, and we saw that on Sunday against Oklahoma City. And, again, this could be a blessing in disguise because you got plenty of time to fix it. The problem is, when I say blessing, I'll go the other way, too. This game was on national TV in Canada. This game was on national TV in the United States. And the narrative tomorrow is going to be same old Raptors.
Yeah, we're not buying it. We're not buying the change.
I made the point after the outburst about the officials on Sunday and all the drama and all that. You got to come in here. I don't care if it's a back-to-back. You got to come in here and prove that you can do it. And for the first half, they were sensational. But when it came to winning time, they still couldn't close the deal. There's some soul-searching that's going to have to go on, not only within the team, but within the organization, in terms of who's playing, who isn't, those kind of things, because there were some guys that you got to look at tonight that could have played a little bit more or maybe should have played a little less.
Well,
but those are the things you revisit and you learn from and keep growing.
And you tweak and you go back in the lab and see what you can figure out.
But I'll finish with this, Jonesy. And I said this before and I'll say it again. It's hard enough beating LeBron James one time. And you saw what happened tonight.
Yep.
Think of how hard it is to beat him four times. That's how good he is. That's how good this team has been. And they are missing a ton of guys. Yeah, the Raptors are missing C.J. Miles. But the Cavs are missing a dramatic number of players who are good players. And so is C.J. So obviously, the Cavs are going to get a lot better from this point on. Toronto has to get their defense better.
132-129 is your final. The Cleveland Cavaliers come from down 15 to defeat the Toronto Raptors. What a ball game here tonight at the Q, but if you're a Raptor fan, you're left with a little bit of an empty feeling. Wheeler and Watson will talk with you on the post game. For Jack Armstrong and our engineer Casey Koulos, I'm Paul Jones saying good night from Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. This has been Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto.